Good afternoon, everyone.
各位午安.
Especially all those Splat PM young people, are you here this afternoon?
特别是所有的年轻人，你们在吗？
Can you raise your hands if you're attendee? Yeah, I see somebody.
Some
new faces there. Okay, cool. Anyone else from this side?
新朋友这边有没有？
Okay, praise the Lord.
感谢主.
Okay, thank you for coming. And every first Sunday of the month, this is our family worship.
And
I want to welcome everyone here as a family and come to church. Well, something new about this year is that we will open our church, especially this sanctuary, from 1:30 to 2 p.m.
今天我们要做新的事，就是一点半开始我们的敬拜。
I would like to really encourage you to come to church early and to pray first. I encourage all the fathers to come and bring your family and sit down here and pray for the family, maybe your grannies or your neighbors, and everyone is in their heart. Just pray and then you go to different services. Let's turn our heart to God and let's focus on who we are in Christ.
Today we want to talk about the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 24.
我们也要总结在马太福音中间耶稣的话的灵修。
We need to do a wrap-up on our devotions on this Gospel of Matthew.
今天的题目是时刻的警醒。
It's to keep watch and be ready.
我们基督徒要做一个警醒的一个人生。
We need to, as Christians, be always keep watch and be prepared.
求天父帮助我们，从年轻的到我们年长的，我们都能够警醒。
Whether you are young and old, may the Lord help us to be alert.
基督徒可能有两种错误的心态。
Maybe for us Christians, we have two incorrect mindsets or attitudes.
有两种错误的心态，你看是不是你自己有这样的一个心态？
These two incorrect mindsets, see if you have them also.
我偶尔就有人跟我说，第一，他说，将来的事我不太管，我管今天的事。Some
people have told me, whatever happens after I die, I just really care less. All I care about is this life.
我今天的管不好，我怎么样管永恒啊？我怎么管以后的事情啊？
If I cannot even control today, how can I control eternity or whatever's going to happen in the future?
不如你说一些实际的。 贴地气的事情，让我好好的在地上活。
Why don't you just talk to me about realistic stuff so I can really focus on my life here on earth?
以后怎样就怎样。
Whatever happens then, will whatever happen.
我们应该以终为始，我们应该以最终的目的来过我们现在的生活。
We need to take a look at the end picture and let that be actually our starting point.
如果我们不知道以后要面对的是上帝，我们今天可能活的是一个不讨上帝喜悦的生活。If
we do not know that we need to face God one day at the end, we may not be living a life that's going to be acceptable to Him.
我们做生意都知道，如果我们希望客户得到的东西和他希望得到的不一样，那就我们白做。
For all of those of us who are in business, if we know what we want to give our clients is not what they want, then it's really a waste of time.
特别作为一个基督徒，我们不能说我们不管将来的事情而活今天是不可能的。So
as Christians, we cannot just say, I don't care about tomorrow, we just focus on today.
所以有这样的人，我们耳朵现在要张开，好像启示录耶稣基督对教会说话的时候说，有耳的就应当听。
So let us have our ears open as it is what is being said by Jesus in the book of Revelation. For those who have ears, hear.
这是第一种错误的心态，那第二种错误的心态是什么呢？
So what is the second kind of incorrect mindset?
它不是不管未来。
It's not about not caring about tomorrow.
而是说我今生我做什么事情都没有关系。
It's what about not, whatever I do has no relationship to tomorrow.
我也不要做任何的东西。
Not that I don't want to do anything.
因为天父是慈爱的。
Because God is a God of love.
因为基督耶稣为我成就了一切。
Because Jesus has accomplished everything for me.
我一切事情都不要做。
So I don't need to do anything.
我自己该干嘛就干嘛，因为以后上帝会成就一切。
So whatever I want to do now, I just do it. Because whatever happens tomorrow, God will take care of it.
这也是一种错的生活方式。
And that's another kind of wrong lifestyle.
很多人的确信了耶稣之后，他就不在教会里面。
A lot of people, after they accepted Christ as their Savior, they leave the church.
有一种哈，就是上了这个花轿哈，你觉得有人应该一定会抬你到天堂去，你就坐在那儿，什么都不做，就抬花轿上天堂了。
It's like already I have that passport to heaven. I don't care less about anything else. I already get that ticket.
我刚才说过的。
Already said that.
这两种都是错误的心态。
These are two incorrect, wrong mindsets.
耶稣就要纠正我们这样两种的心态。
So Jesus comes and corrects us.
有可能他把马太福音的24、25用两章去讲一些未来的预言。
He used Matthew 24 and 25, two chapters, to prophesy about what's going to happen in the future.
让我们能够看到这个最终的图画，以至于我们知道今天该怎么活。
So that we will see the end picture of what's going to happen, so that we will know how to live today.
因为今生到永远是有紧密的关系的。
Because from the today now to the eternity, there is a close relationship.
我觉得一个人最大的遗憾可能就是这样子。
Maybe one's biggest regret is this.
我一辈子的生活是建立在一个错的一个前提当中。
My whole life is being built on a wrong assumption.
结果见耶稣的时候。
So when I go see Jesus.
他所要的不是要我，不是我活的。
What he wanted in my life is not how I've lived my life.
亲爱的基督徒，不要用自己的方式去活一个基督徒的生活。
Dear Christians, do not live your lifestyle the way you think it should be.
很多人做了基督徒，在基督的教会里面，还用自己的方式去活出基督徒的样式。
Many Christians nowadays use their own mindset and own thinking to live their desired lifestyle.
我们应该今天要提醒自己，像耶稣说的，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。
We need to do as what Jesus said. For those who want to follow him, we need to pick up the cross and follow him.
是应该早把自己一切所谓学到的放下来，以至于我们能够学全新的耶稣的学问。
To put down what we think we have learned, so that we can have the openness to learn what Jesus wants us to learn.
圣经告诉我们说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的心意是怎样。
The Bible tells us not to be a person who's being confused in life and yet to follow Christ closely.
我们不读圣经，以为这样子过一个生活是可以的话，其实这个就是我们要警醒的地方。
When we do not read the scripture and live our life on our own, that's the thing that we need to be keep watching and be alert.
圣经也说不要闲懒不结果子，免得呢我们最终会被丢弃。
Bible also says, "Do not be lazy and not bear fruits, for then you will be even cut off."
我们今天这一课讲的，我们比较特别一点。
So what we're talking today is a bit special.
我希望大家能够有耳就听。
For those who have ears here to hear, listen.
因为耶稣在马太福音的24章和25章两章里面。他所表现的有这么一种的定调哈，他有一种气氛，有一种定调在那里。
Because when we look at Matthew 24 and 25, there's a kind of tone or mannerism that Jesus is trying to reveal to us.
你明不明白？你要把马太福音24还有25章，你读一遍，你应该看出耶稣有这样的调调。
When you look at closely Matthew 24 and 25, you should be able to hear that tone of Christ.
就是如果我们不注意耶稣讲的话，不按照他的话去行的话，
Because if we don't follow what he says,
在我们今天这个场所来说，
In this place today,
有一些人会下地狱，
Some people will be going to hell.
你的儿女跟你一起来的可能会下地狱，
The children who came together with you may be heading to hell.
夫妻一起来的
A couple that comes together, husband and wife.
有可能一个上天堂，一个下地狱。
Maybe one goes to heaven, one goes to hell.
我们所爱的这个长辈，有可能不一定能上天堂，可能会下地狱。
For those we like, who we respect, maybe one of them will be going to hell.
为什么这么说呢？因为耶稣在马太福音25章里面很清楚地说到， 有一些人要被提，有一些人会留下，有一些人能够得奖赏，有一些人却在黑暗里。
Why do I say that? Because very clearly in Gospel Matthew 25, Christ says there will be people who, one, some will be saved, some will be going to hell, some will receive their inheritance, some will be in judgment.
所以这是一个非常非常严肃的一个问题，而这样成为一个基督徒的一定的推动力，去过一个基督徒的生活。
This is a very serious matter, and it should be the thing to motivate us how what kind of lifestyle we should be living.
所以我们有耳的应该要听。
So for those who have ears, listen up.
让我们知道耶稣说他会再来的信息是何等重要。
So we know that when the news of Christ coming back, it's so, so important.
也让我们知道耶稣来的时候，在基督徒的这个的观点中间，我们要向耶稣来交账。
So that when we know that when Christ comes back, we need to, from his point of view, know that we need to give an account of our life to him.
今天我们做的要交账。如果我们没有做的，上帝也会问我们，我们做的怎么样。
For those that we have done, we need to give an account of why we did it. But for those things we did not do, we have to give an explanation also.
耶稣在这里预言了未来。
Here Jesus prophesied about the future.
耶稣的预言是百分之百的正确。
Whatever Jesus prophesied is 100% accurate.
因为耶稣本身就是旧约预言的一个结果。
Because he is the result of what has been prophesied in the Old Testament.
圣经里边
In Scripture,
大概有 26.8% 都是在讲预言。
About 26.8% of the Scripture talks about prophecies.
就是四分之一强的这本的圣经里边，四分之一强都在讲预言。
That means in this Bible, a quarter of its content is about prophecies.
而当中对于这个预言的这个专家写的百科全书来说
，Some people who study these prophecies and do the research, they said.
有81%的圣经的预言已经被应验了。
For all the prophecies that are being revealed to us, 80% of that has already been fulfilled.
当中有353处是指着耶稣他来说的预言。
And of that 353 of the prophecies is about Jesus.
而我们读到新约圣经里面的耶稣就是一个旧约预言的一个结果，都落在他的身上面。
The Jesus that we read about in the New Testament is the one who is being prophesied in the Old Testament. Everything came true.
道成肉身的耶稣基督今天来跟我们说话，今天来跟我们来讲预言。
The word becomes flesh, and he is the Lord who comes to come to us and talk about the prophecies.
但愿我们能够警醒，但愿我们能够从我们自己的迷糊或者是那种的闲懒当中，让我们能够明白过来。
May God help us to wake up from our laziness and our confusion to be alert.
为什么要警醒？
Why do we need to be alert?
因为我们教会是有一段的时间在地上的。
Because for the church, there will be a period where we need to be on earth.
而且这样的一个时间是随时就会被结束的。
Also, this period we can actually end can end abruptly.
简单的说，教会的开始是五旬节，《使徒行传》1:8里面圣灵降临的时候，那个时候是教会的开始。
The beginning of church happens in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 8, during Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes upon those people.
圣经也讲得很清楚，教会它有个结束的时间，结束的时间就是教会一瞬间被提的。
And there will be the time where there will be the end of church. And when is that? That will be the rapture of the church.
被提的时间没有告诉我们，圣经只是说在那一瞬间我们就被提了。
The Bible did not tell us when that rapture will come. All it says is in the twinkling of an eye, it will happen.
可能我在这句话都还没讲完的时候，我们就被提了。
Maybe before I even finish the sentence, suddenly we're raptured.
所以这样的一个警醒，让我们能够活在一个基督徒应该活的一个常态的中间。
So let us be in that attitude and lifestyle of always be keeping watch.
我们的人生也是有一个限定的。
You know, we have a limit to our life.
我们人生当中有开始，也有终结。
For us, we have a beginning and an end.
做基督徒在这个地上也有开始也有终结。
As a Christian, we have a beginning and an end.
你要做工的时间只是在一个非常有限的时间里面，你做完做对了就得奖赏，没有做就惩罚。
There's only a limit time to the period of work you can do. If you do it right, you receive the reward. If you do not, then there's judgment.
那甚至丢在黑暗里边。
Or even maybe cast into darkness.
所以我们说我们为什么 要警醒呢?
This is why we need to keep watch and be alert.
因为有些人说，我想做上帝的事情，只是让我把这个学校读完，让我把这个婚结完，让我把这个家弄完，我才去做神的事情。
So for some people, they may say, let me finish my school, let me get a good wife, let me get a good career, then I will go and do whatever the Lord wants me to do.
他不是一个坏人哦。
It's not a bad guy.
但在上帝的面前，耶稣的面前，他不能交账。
But before the Lord, there is no account to give to the Lord.
因为他拖延，没有活出基督徒应该有活出的一种的心。
Because they had procrastinated and had not lived the lifestyle of Christ.
我们为什么要警醒？第二个方面就是工作，我们需要汇报的。
Why do we need to be alert? Because in every work that we do, we need to give an account.
我们除了工作的时间，教会或者说基督徒活着的时间是有限之外，我们的工作还要汇报。
Apart from the limited time that we have, we need to give a report of what we have done.
哥林多后书五章十节说，我们要站在基督的台前，要受审，要交账的。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, there it says, For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body.
好了，所以我们就知道了，耶稣基督会再来，
然后
我们要向耶稣去交账。
So we know Christ will come back, and we need to give an account, a report of what we have done.
基督徒一下会被提。或者我们一下自己生命结束，我们就完成了今生的工作，我们就要去交账了。
When our life comes to an end, or when the church is being taken up, there ends our time period of doing this work.
知道多少，能够做多少，我们就带着这么一个成果，就赤裸裸的就见上帝了。
Whatever you know, whatever you have done, we take these fruits and we go face God Himself.
这就是我们在整个主题的时间，耶稣在二十四章、二十五章告诉我们的。他要再来的时间，让我们有一种警惕，让我们有一种推动力，让我们过一个基督徒应该过的生活。
That is the basic essence of chapter 24 and 25, where Christ tells us what will happen to give us the motivation to live the life that He desires us to live.
门徒在二十四章里边第三节就问耶稣说：“他说，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事啊？你降临和世界的末了有什么预兆啊
？”In chapter 24, verse 3, Disciples were asking Jesus, Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of age?
当然我们已经讲过耶稣讲得非常的清楚他说我来的时间是没有人知道的
And Christ already said, Anyone, I've said very clearly, when I will come, no one knows.
那没有人知道
Nobody will know.
所以有任何人说耶稣基督来是什么时候那句话是错的
So if any man tells you, Oh, I know when Christ is going to come, he is lying.
但是很可惜在历史当中起码有两次有灾难性的这个的死伤都是因为有假冒基督的人出现迷惑了群众
Very sadly in the history of times there has been at least two times when these false prophets confuse people by saying they know when Christ will return
他说末日要怎么样怎么样就吸引一大堆的人在美国里面结果有900人结果有70、80人就集体的自杀 就死亡了
They've confused people by saying, you know, this is the end times and what will happen and things like that. And people were being confused. And at the end, hundreds of people died because of that.
没有人知道天使也不知道天使就是服役的灵啊，天使也不知道人子耶稣基督三位一体的耶稣基督也有所不知道。他说不知道，唯有父知道。
About this date, no man will know, not even the angels know, not even Christ himself knows.
所以任何人有预测什么什么2012年呢、啊、这个玛雅的一个跟 Maya calendar 啊这些的事情你听到就知道这完全是不对因为耶稣说没有人知道什么时候来。
So whatever these prophecies, for example, the Mayan calendar calculating the return of Christ, you know those are all incorrect.
心里不要怕因为耶稣已经讲了这些事情说有任何人预测到那日子的都是错的因为没有人知道连子也不知道
So do not be afraid because Christ has already said that there will be people who said that they are going to be incorrect because no one will know about it
耶稣基督什么时候来是我们没有人知道而且也是瞬间就来了
Although apart from just not knowing no one the date is it's going to come in a very abrupt manner
为什么耶稣基督来的日子我们不要知道了
Why don't we want to know when Christ is going to come?
有一次我在教主日学的时候有一个朋友这样问我一个问题啊。
One time I was teaching Sunday school, and somebody just asked me this question.
他说，我觉得基督教可能有些的不公平啊。
So he said, I think Christianity is a bit unfair.
他说，如果一辈子都是坏人，这个坏人是听过福音的。
So he said, there's this wicked guy, and he has heard the gospel before.
他就在干到坏事最后一刻。 或者临死之前，或者耶稣来之前，他说：“啊，我要相信耶稣基督。”
So he keeps doing all these bad things until the very last moment before he dies or before Jesus comes, and he says, "You know what? I'm going to accept Christ."
然后照着圣经的话，他就要进天堂了。
And then according to scripture, then he's going to go into heaven.
那就是很不公平啊！
Wow, so unfair, man.
他明明是偷摸拐骗的。He's
been doing all these evil things all his life.
这种人觉得自己很聪明，然后到最后说：“啊，我信耶稣基督。”
So he thinks he's smart, right? The last minute, I'm going to accept Christ.
然后怎么样? 就上去了天堂, 对吧?
And then, he goes to heaven.
其他人我一辈子做好人,
and for me, my whole life being a good person,
要做上帝喜悦的事情,
I do whatever is favorable in the God, eyes of God,
最后, 也是上天堂,
and then, boop, I still go.
太不公平了,
so unfair.
你玩什么就玩一辈子,
what kind of game is that they're playing?
我要保守自己一辈子都困难了,
and I have to be good for all my life, so hard, you know?
我听到这个时候我就跟他回答,
so I replied to this person.
我说上帝是那么好骗的吗?
Do you think God can be easily fooled?
爸爸妈妈回来一开门, 坐着做功课,
parents open the door and oh, the kid is doing his homework.
爸爸没有回来之前, 妈妈没有回来之前, 在打电动, 在玩这个, 在打, 在闹, 在, 都没有做功课, 妈妈回来, 做功课, 然后就是好孩子。
Before parents came back from work, they were doing all kinds of enjoying life, going to the TV, the computer games. Suddenly parents come home doing the homework. Do you think they can be fooled?
爸爸妈妈一看就知道了。
Oh, parents, don't you think they will know just by the, just seeing that an eye what they're doing?
因为这种的孩子是特别的认真。
Because they're super serious doing their homework, you know?
特别的认真，因为他要装出来。
Because they're just fooling around, pretending.
爸爸妈妈就说，你刚才在干什么?
And they said, what were you doing before?
怎么这个电脑还是热的?
How come the computer is still warm?
怎么嘴角还是有这个要吃的东西啊?
What's on that on your mouth?
爸爸妈妈都看出来了。
Even the parents could see that.
你不要以为我们 说一辈子干了坏事, 然后最后说,哎,我信主, 然后就上去, 又证明你的罪。
So don't you think you can just escape by doing all the wicked things and the last minute, boom, you go to heaven?
骗不了上帝。
You cannot fool God.
上帝的眼目是查看全地, 看心里有诚实的人, 看真正有重生的人, 上帝老早已经盯着我们所行所为, 在这个地上了。
The eyes of God roams around the earth to find those whose heart are really turned to Him. He's looking at each one of us, and then He knows everything about us.
所以没有相信耶稣基督的人, 我们要赶紧相信耶稣基督。
So for those of you who do not know Christ, it is time for you to do it now.
靠着相信耶稣基督洗净我们的罪。
By the blood of Christ to wash away all our sins.
这样才是真心的悔改的人。
That is the truly repentance of man.
如果一个假装进天堂, 但是心里还是坏的人, 上帝是不会让他进去。
You pretend that you can go to heaven, but then you're still wicked in your heart. God will not accept that.
同样的道理, 我们基督徒应该怎么样, 今天要怎么样过生活?
In the same value, how can we live our life as Christians today?
是不是我们一样吃喝玩乐, 像那个挪亚的时候吃喝玩乐?
Do we still party and enjoy a life like those people in the days of Noah?
读书结婚生子赚钱,
having a life of our own, having getting married, career development, doing studies,
房子车子这些的物欲,
oh, all those material things, a big house, a nice car.
然后当耶稣再来或者临终之前，我们就快点就祷告，牧师你来帮我这个做这些的仪式，快点，我要圣洁。
And then just before I die, I ask the pastor to come and cleanse me from and do the prayer together with me. I want to accept Christ.
而上帝是知道的。
The Lord knows.
骗不了他的。
Cannot fool him.
所以我们应该要在自己还在地上的时间，我们要快点过一个上帝所喜悦的生活，要警醒。
So be alert and live the kind of lifestyle God wants you to be.
以前有一个很出名的、很伟大一个传道人叫约翰·卫斯理。
There's a very famous preacher by the name of John Wesley.
啊，有人问这个约翰·卫斯理，他说：“约翰·卫斯理先生啊，你这么出名、这么敬虔，我想问一个问题。”
And they said, Pastor John Wesley, you're such a holy man. We have a question for you.
那如果啊，你知道耶稣明天来，你会怎么样活啊？
So they said, if you know that Christ is going to come back tomorrow, how are you going to live your life?
你好不好奇啊？一个这么敬虔、这么伟大的一个牧师传道人，他会怎么活啊
？Are you curious how he's going to reply and say how he's going to live to prepare for Christ？
是不是放弃了一切，要做一些什么特别的事情，或者祷告，或者禁食到耶稣来了
？Maybe to give up everything and do more holy things to fast and pray, awaiting his return。
约翰卫斯理就说了
，And John Wesley said，
他说：“如果耶稣基督明天来，我会照样的先睡觉，然后明天起来该干嘛就干嘛。”
If Christ is going to come back tomorrow, I'm going to have a good sleep, wake up, and do whatever I've been doing for the past life.
哇，这是一个非常非常好的提醒。
It's a very, very good reminder.
我们基督徒的生活应该是一种的常态。
It should be a daily routine of how we should be.
我们应该平常就操练过这种的生活。
We should have the discipline and practice of how we should live our life.
好使耶稣基督再来的时间说我们是一个忠心又良善的管家。
So that when Christ comes, he will say that we are a faithful and good servant.
耶稣什么来时候是我们不知道，但是耶稣来之前他有一些的预兆。
When Christ is going to come, we do not know. But before he comes, there will be signs pointing us to it.
耶稣就指出这四种的预兆。
So Christ tells us there's four levels of signs going to show us.
这记载马太福音24:1-35。
It's being written in Matthew 24:1-25.
就耶稣基督来，忽然来，但是来之前有预兆，什么时候来不知道。
So when he comes, we don't know. But before he comes, there will be signs.
这些提醒我们，他说第一在4-8节，24:4-8节，那里有战争，有地震，还有饥荒。
So the first sign is in chapter 24:4-8, before he comes there will be wars, famines, and earthquakes.
这些都是我们这个时代里面我们经常会看到的问题。
And these are things that we've been experiencing for a while, right?
有第二个预兆。
And the second sign,
就在24:9-14,
from verse 9-14,
耶稣讲到有迷惑人的那个假基督或者假先知。
And there will be heresies and confusion on the false Messiah or the false prophets.
就假基督就有人出来说我是耶稣基督已经降临了，在那个很秘密的上帝那个时机当中我已经降临了，而且我会变一些神迹出来，你们相信我吧。
So for those who are false messiah, they say, you know what, actually I'm the one and I've come in secret and I have come to, and they will show you different signs and wonders.
他可能还说一两句的金句，然后做一个神迹，说一些的预言。
Maybe they will do some miracles and quote a couple scripture and then tells you a couple prophecies.
出来这种的迷惑，有一些人可能就信了他，就跌倒。
So and it caused a lot of confusion and some people will follow them.
第三种的预兆就是在15-28节。
And the third one is from verse 15-28.
这里讲到最主要是耶路撒冷里面发生一个从来都没有这样发生过的事情。
There it talks about in Jerusalem there will be this new dictator that has never come as before.
这不是一个抽象的，它就在耶路撒冷的里面所发生，一个就是敌基督或者那个宗教里面全世界里面很有魅力那个独裁者。
It's not something abstract. It's a real person who comes as the Antichrist, who leads with charisma.
开始答应和平，但是中间的时间他就露出他的嘴脸出来。
In the beginning, he will promise a lot of peace and good things to the world, but in the right in the middle, he will reveal his true self.
进行犹太人和那个时候在相信耶稣基督的人进行更大的一个迫害。
To give the persecution, especially to the Jews.
还有第四个兆头就是29-31节。
And then the fourth sign is from verse 29-31.
当耶稣基督即将来的时间，这个全世界的自然光就会消失。
And all the natural lights at that time will disappear.
他说日头不放光了。
The sun will be darkened.
所有的天体里面的光，自然光就没有了。
All the suns and stars and moon will lose its brightness.
想象一下，这个礼堂里面忽然黑掉。
Can you imagine suddenly in this century everything becomes dark?
然后有一个人拿着火把从东到西，你会看到吗？
And somebody takes this fire and just from east to west, come over here. Can you imagine?
耶稣基督来就是这样。
That's how Christ comes.
他说全世界不知道天体发生什么事情，全世界的光，自然光，宇宙里面忽然糊没了，然后耶稣基督来是从东到西像闪电一样。
All the astronomic stars lose its brightness and its function, and suddenly in the pure darkness, there's this bright light, which is Jesus Christ, coming from the east to west, rum, like that in glory.
然后就达到了这个世界上。
And then he arrives on this earth.
那所以没有这种超自然的这种步骤的，所有人讲耶稣基督，我就耶稣基督，全是假。
So for those who said, you know, I am the Christ, it's a fake, you know.
那你看了，看了你就不会迷惑了哈。
So you study the truth, and you will not be confused.
那看了就警醒了哈。
So when you look, then you'll be alert.
你看到这些预兆，你就知道耶稣快来了。
When you look at these signs, you know that Christ is coming.
这四个预兆，我们现在站在哪一个预兆里面呢？
So for these four signs, where are we now?
我们在第一还是在第四了？
Are we at number one or number four?
你说呢？
What do you think?
你记得吗？有四个预兆。
There's four,
我们在第一还是在第四啊
？Where are we? Number one, number two, number three.
我们应该在第一个里面稳稳的，没有错，因为有地震啊、饥荒啊、战争这些已经在我们的这个门口了。
Definitely, we're at number one, right? Earthquakes, famines, we all see all these all the time.
也应该进入了开始进入的第二个，就是有迷惑啊，有这些逼迫的事情。
And we've also entered into number two with all these false heresies and all these persecution and false messages.
那今天基督教里面哈，现在这个政府呢推出一个这样的一种的方针哈。
In Canada, there is this new direction from the government.
原本的这个加拿大里面安大略省里面的一个暑期学生哈，他们暑期工呢，政府会补助或者是供应他们的出薪水给他们。
In Ontario, this is a program where the government will subsidize certain grants to some students who work.
那就给他们哈，这个叫暑期工。
And they gave them some summer grants when they do some
work. 那包括我们教会还有其他宗教里面有一些人做暑期工，然后他可以向政府申请，政府就补助津贴这些的暑期工的人。
So including our church and other organizations, when we have students who come and work for us in the summer, we can go and apply for those grants from the government.
但从这个2月9号这个 deadline 哈要申请之前呢，政府就有一个新的条例，就是说你们所有非牟利也好，所有宗教都好，一定要承认政府所立的法案，我才把钱给你。
So for this new direction with the deadline February 9th, the government is saying is all even non-profit organizations, no matter what faith that you embrace, whenever you go for this grant, you have to first agree with all these core values that the government has lined up.
包括生命的尊严、堕胎的问题。
Also which include life values and the issues of abortion.
包括同性婚姻的合法。
Including all those same-sex marriages issues.
包括性取向。
Including LGBT issues.
所有的宗教里面，你必须要说，我愿意遵守这个才有钱。
No matter what faith you are, you have to express yourself and say that you agree with the government on those issues before you can get the grant.
所以现在这个事情是很大。
This is a very important issue.
最近就是在好几个宗教里面联盟一起跟政府去打这个官司啊。
So different organizations and faith-based people are coming together to come into discussion and with the government.
因为这样的一个做法，连基本宗教里面的信仰一直拥有这个自由信仰的一个空气呢。都被剥夺了。
Because in this new direction, there is now no freedom of religion.
我们不能说现在是一个逼迫的时间。
Well, we can't say this is really deep persecution.
但是逼迫的第一步就是把你的空间越来越少。
But the first step of persecution is to shrink the kind of space that they allow for you.
还要把自由的门给关掉。
And they close that door of freedom.
这个是前兆。
That this is the beginning.
后面慢慢就会信仰越来越不自由，就受到逼迫。
They will be tightening up on what it means to be in faith.
所以有这些的征兆的时间，我们越知道我们已经离耶稣基督再来，离被提越来越靠近。
So we need to understand that we are not too far away from the return from Christ, from the rapture of the church.
我们更应该在基督教里面大大的说，我们要祷告，要复兴。为什么？
So we need to actually understand, we need to come into prayer together and ask for a revival. Why?
因为大部分的人都很舒适的在信仰的这个摇篮里面没办法长大。
Because we're living too comfortably in this cradle of religion and we're not growing up.
让我们能够听到耶稣基督给我们今天很扎心的预言的时间，让我们能够快快的醒觉出来。
May what Christ tells us through these two chapters wake us up and give us the alertness.
我们应该怎么样去预备自己？
So how do we prepare for ourselves?
当然很清晰的，我们不要为到自己的信仰而觉得惭愧。
Do not be ashamed of your faith.
有一些觉得做了基督徒，可能在别人面前觉得很惭愧，觉得很羞辱。
Some people are feeling ashamed of being Christian in front of others.
甚至吃饭的时候他也不敢祷告。
Maybe even they don't pray before they have a meal.
可能我们要真的要反省一下我们平常的生活是怎么样，为什么我们不能说我们是一个耶稣基督的门徒呢？
We need to reflect on ourselves. Why do we not want to admit that we are a disciple of Christ?
我们要怎么样预备自己？第一就是不受迷惑，也不为这种的冲击。
So how do we prepare ourselves? Number one, do not be confused and do not be swayed.
刚才讲到了，就是我们对圣经的认识和耶稣基督回来的真相要很清晰，就不会受到迷惑了。
If we know clearly how what Scripture tells about the return of Christ, we will not be confused.
所以要非常的认真，每一个基督徒必须要知道圣经里面说什么事情。
So we need to be very cautious as to know what is the Scripture telling us about His return.
我们就不会受到这种迷惑。
And you will not be confused.
我们也不要受到外界有一些的动荡和那种稍微有一点点的逼迫，我们就受到冲击了。
And then when you have even the slightest kind of persecution, you will not be swayed.
求上帝给我们一颗刚强壮胆的心，知道来的是什么，我们就有预备的办法。
May the Lord give us a courageous heart so that we can be prepared of what's going to be coming.
我们也要在逼上面，我们要谨慎自守，要警醒祷告。
We also need to be alert, be sober, and be prayerful.
我们要在自己的生活里面，要殷勤做一个基督徒，更加要过一个圣洁、没有玷污、无可指责的这样一个生活。
Be holy and be alert and be clean before the Lord.
我们需要常常在每一天的祷告里面亲近神。
In our prayers, come close to God.
不光是读神的话，是要祷告来亲近神。
When we read scripture, we pray to come close to God.
因为祷告亲近的那个是圣洁的神，我们越靠近圣洁的神，我们就越圣洁。
Because when we through prayer, we come close to a holy God, and as we come closer to this God who is holy, we can become more holy.
不是读书可以读出来的。
It's not how you just read about it.
如果读书可以读出来，每一个不信的人都可以靠读书读出来，那我们信来干什么？
If you can just read scripture and become holy, why, then, and we do become holy, then why do we come to faith in Christ?
你没有圣灵的内住，没有耶稣基督的生命，你是不可能成为一个圣洁的基督徒的。
Without the infilling of the Holy Spirit, you will not become holy.
我们更加要警醒的祷告。
We need to be watch, keep watch in prayer.
有一些的事情在祷告里面才会发生的。
Some things will only happen in and through prayer.
就是你基督徒那种的性情的改变。
It's what your attitude and the transformation inside you.
还有体贴上帝的心这个部分。
To understand the missional heart of God also.
在祷告这个空间里面才会陶冶你内在生命里面的改变。
It's only through the space of praying to God there where your inner strength and man is being cultivated.
这是我们中国人可能是失去的一种所谓的内练或者内功这个方面的。
Maybe this is what we as Chinese people have lost, this kind of inner cultivation of the inner man.
因为我们现在生活这个世界里面是一个快餐的文化，你有什么事情快点给我，我读完了，我做完了，我就是基督徒。
Because we sort of live in this fast food culture where everything is just instant, and so just let me know what I need to do, I do it and I become a good Christian.
但是在祷告里面的圣洁，祷告里面那种生命的力量和上帝那颗敏锐的心、湿润的心，是读的、研究的，用脑子
It's only through prayer when we have that interaction and intimacy with Christ that cultivates and transforms our inner self. This is something that just by reading the word as like a book, you will never reach that stage.
感谢主, 我们即将有40日 这个祷告的生活的一个小组的运动,
We're so happy that we're having the 40 days of prayer spiritual campaign.
我们就鼓励所有的人,
We're encouraging everyone
在小组里面的重新登记, 要进入这样一个40日的一个系统里面,
to join the spiritual campaign through your small groups.
只要你星期天来到我们主日的讲台, 在这里讲的信息, 和你平常已经拿到那本给你的书, 和这个小组里面, 这个三大块, 讲到每天灵修, 还有小组, 是一套的。
So you will be cultivated through, number one, the sermon on every Sunday, small group, and also the personal workbook that we give you.
我们用40日的时间, 大家彼此的鼓励,
In 40 days, we encourage one another.
我感觉就是一种好像是雁行的理论, 这个加拿大这个goose, 飞起来的时候, 我们一起飞, 一起飞, 飞起来, 在祷告里面一起飞起来。
It's like those Canada geese who could fly together, and in prayer, we fly together.
一起经历那个在祷告里面才能够改变的那种的教会的生活。
And it's only in prayer that we come together to experience together this kind of transformation of the life of the church.
我们要祷告。
We need to pray.
教会也预备了40天的这个小组, 这个祷告的运动。
And we have prepared the spiritual campaign for you through the small groups.
让我们每个人都参加。
We all need to join.
那没有小组的话, 我也鼓励大家等一下在外面没有小组的, 你先登记, 登记了, 我们就会帮你去分到一个小组里面。
So if you do not have a small group, that's okay. Join a small group at the end of this worship service. We will get your information and help you and connect with you.
因为你参加这个是自己是读不来, 你要跟一群人不同的角度里面谈祷告, 你才会有一种的,
Because this is something that you cannot do on your own. You need the community to come together to enlighten one another.
我们刚才已经说了, 我们应该怎么样去预备我们自己。
I just already said, how should we prepare ourselves?
圣经更加在希伯来书10章25节里面告诉我们,
The scripture tells us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25,
这里说不可停止聚会。
There it says, do not give up meeting together.
不可停止聚会,
Do not give up meeting together.
好像那些停止惯了的人,
As some are in the habit of doing that.
倒要彼此的劝勉,
But encouraging one another.
既知道那日子临近, 就更当如此。
And all the more as you see that day approaching.
所以我们在聚会里面是互相的提醒, 耶稣基督来的时候, 我们确定要过一个基督徒正常应该过的生活。
That's why we need to come together and encourage one another and remind one another of the lifestyle we need to be having.
耶稣基督什么时候来呢?
When will Christ come?
我们讲了2000年, 为什么耶稣基督还不来呢?
We've talked about it for 2,000 years. How come he still has not come?
这是一个很有趣的问题。
This is a very interesting question.
耶稣似乎在马太福音24章25章里面 通过三个的比喻告诉我们
In chapter 24 and 25 of Matthew, Jesus used three parables to remind us.
第一个比喻里面讲到一个善仆和一个恶仆。
And the first parable talks about a good servant and a wicked servant.
当中讲到这个主人回来的迟到是在这个48节里面。
And when it talks about the returning of the master, it was expressed in verse 48.
那个恶的仆人说, 我的主人必来得迟啊。
And the wicked servant says, my master is staying away for a long time.
哪里听啊, 这是第一次提到啊, 第一个比喻里面, 他说, 我主人回来一定迟的。Now
listen, that this is the first parable. The servant said, my master is late.
单言了, 好像拖, 好像迟,
It's like he's been delayed.
好, 第二个比喻是10个童女。
So the second parable of the 10 virgins,
那第25章的第5节,
chapter 25, verse 5,
那些聪明的, 哈, 那些的童女就说, 新郎迟延的时候,
the wise virgin said that when the bridegroom is being delayed,
啊, 又提到, 哈, 这个, 新郎是迟延了,
see, the bridegroom is being delayed.
那在第三个比喻里面呢, 就是按才干受托付呢,
and the third parable of the talents,
第19节里面,
Verse 19 it says,
特别讲到过了许久,
There it says, after a long time.
三个比喻里面就讲到这个主人或这个新郎的一直的不来。
And all these three parables mentioned about this fact of this master, this bridegroom, has not come for a long, long, long time.
说真的,到现在这个比喻还是一样, 为什么耶稣还不来? 已经2000年, 为什么耶稣还不来呢?
So even now, for 2,000 years, how come he still has not come?
彼得后书第3章第9节, 给我们一个完整的答案。
2 Peter 2:5-7, there it says,
他说, 主所应许的尚未成就, 有人以为他是单言, 其实不是单言, 乃是宽容你们, 不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改，是彼得后书第3章第9节那里说的。There
in 2 Peter 3:9, there it says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
基督徒,
Christians,
我们热心传福音。
We need to share the good news with passion.
耶稣就早一点来,
then Christ will come back sooner.
因为很多人在这个救恩的门外,
because still many people are standing outside the gates of salvation.
他很想得到这个救恩, 但是没有人跟他讲,
they want to have this receive the salvation, but no one has told them how to do it.
上帝是借着我们,
God is coming upon us.
也可能是我们的拖延,
and maybe I'll delay so that he is not coming sooner.
就像在挪亚时代, 这个船如果一关上这个方舟关上一个门,
just like in the days of Noah, once the ark's door was closed, you just cannot go in anymore.
因为我们在预备自己的时间, 我们热心地再一次地传福音,
so as we prepare ourselves, let us go and share the good news with people with passion.
看到这个痛苦和破碎的时代, 我们揪心地,
we share the good news to this broken world. May the word of God stays in our heart today. Let's pray.
亲爱的天父,
Dear Heavenly Father,
恳求你把你的话语放在我们的心中,
may the word of God stays in our heart,
使我们能够警醒,
so that we can be alert,
使我们能够忠心,
so we can be faithful,
使我们能够有一个怜悯的心,
so we can have a heart of mercy,
服侍这个世代,
to minister to this world,
活出基督的样式,
to live out the testimony of Jesus Christ.
心里经常有圣灵的火和灯在我们里面,
every day we live with the Holy Spirit inside us, fanning the flame.
让我们的生命见证有一位神,
let us testify that there is indeed a real God,
更加把你自己给我们宝贵的福音能够传扬出去,
and let us share this precious good news to everywhere around the world.
求主你成就在我们中间的事,
do unto us, O Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名,
in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.